So from 24 to 26, we understand the results of understanding this knowledge. What is the result? One becomes eligible to become liberated and turn to the spiritual atmosphere without being forced to return to this material world. That's the previous verse we have read. You know, that's last week when we have read that. So, but when you say you don't come back after knowing this knowledge, the question then arises, what methods to gain this liberation? You know, what is the method then? How do I do this? How do I get this knowledge? And Krishna in 25 and 26, 25 we are discussing tomorrow today, and 26. Giving these two verses, he explains how you can understand, how to gain liberation from this material world. So, in this verse, he is saying, through meditation. But if you read carefully within yourself, that means he is talking about the bhakti yoga meditation. The person who is a bhakti yogi can do that. After that, he explains three other systems: Ashtanga Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, and Karma Yoga. This Karma Yoga, the Acharya explained as Nishkama Karma Yoga. That means it is desireless. Nishkama means no desire. So these are three classes as a devotee. Arjuna, as this Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. So, the first bhakti yoga. So we have to understand that bhakti yoga, as Prahlad Maharaj said, is nine process. We can practice one or all nine. But we practice it nicely, we will get the same result. The result is going back to Godhead, back to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Srimad Bhagavatam 7523, Prahlad Maharaj says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Khala Sevanam Archanam Mandaram Vyajam Satyam Atma Nimesam. First is this one, Shravanam. Shravanam is what? Hearing. Hearing is the first. You must hear. If you don't hear, it's impossible. That's in 26, Krishna will say this again. Verse 26, the next verse is there. But here you see, and you say, what happens? Okay, now we are saying, oh Prabhu, I cannot do Ashtanga Yoga, I cannot do Sankhya Yoga, I cannot do Nishkama Karma Yoga, I cannot do this. So Krishna says in the next verse, yes, never mind. If you hear faithfully, you can also get the same blessing. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Shravana, you have to hear nicely. Then after Shravana, you have to Kirtana, you have to repeat. You have to say it again. Why? By saying it, you are neutralizing your tongue. So the reason is you have to engage all our sense organs in Krishna consciousness. First, hear, use our sense of hearing. Second, use our tongue to speak about Krishna. So this way we are controlling it. Because if you look at the second, the other three actually, Sankhya Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga actually is Ashtanga in 8-8-4. Is Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Jnana, Samadhi, Family. So we start from the beginning. Control the sense, what you see, what you hear, control your breathing. First you close your eyes. Krishna explains this in chapter 6, how to sit straight, how to find a mat, kushagra, sit down straight, don't miss anybody, you know. Sit down nicely, breathe nicely. This is all pranayama, controlling the breathing. Then after that, come to dhyana, and then to meditate. Finally, go to samadhi, full consciousness. This is ashtanga yoga. So Prabhupada was saying earlier, in some of them who practice hatha yoga, try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by childish activities. What is he saying? Just like a child, he might learn gymnastics. He'll learn cartwheels, and he says, Daddy, Mommy, watch me. I can do the cartwheels here, here, nicely. Then I can do the headstand, you know, that the father will say, hey, very nice. We're trying to please the father, the mother, everybody. The child is doing it. Similarly, Ashtanga yoga practitioners or Hatha yoga practitioners are like children. With their childish activities, they're trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Krishna is thinking, yeah, it's fine, you know. But the problem arises when practicing this Ashtanga yoga system, you start to get mystic powers. So, when you get mystic powers, what happens? You have deluded. You start to show off these mystic powers for the education and adoration of people. Slowly you say, someone will say, oh, this sannyasi, this mystic yogi has got so much power. You please come, see him, you get blessed. Then you see 1% coming, 5% coming, 100% coming, 1,000 people are there. Because they are also bewildered. They want to be cheated. So he is the cheater and the people are the cheated. Because they all want to be cheated. They want some easy way out. Everybody is looking for some easy way. If you tell people, you don't have to find the difficult way. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, dance, sing. That's all. Then they say you are a fool. Why so easy? That means this one I will not get any power, I will not get anything. I will not get Lakshmi, I will not get education, I will not get strength, I will not get power, I will not get anything. What do I get? You get more than this. You get Krishna. Then you don't understand. Once there was this thief who came to steal things, you know, in Vrindavan. Then he found that he was told that, you know, you can actually steal this touch stone from Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was there meditating, and Sanatana Goswami had this valuable jewel, a touch stone. This touch stone, you touch anything, it turns to gold. So he said, he was told, hey, you better go and take it from him. So he went to, I'm just shortening the story. He just went to Sanatana Goswami and he said, okay, I heard you had something valuable. You better give it to me, otherwise I'll kill you. Sanatana Goswami said, okay. He said, this is a rubbish thing, you know, behind. I throw it away. You can take it. And he quickly went there, he took it and ran back. And after that, he thought for a while, it is so valuable. Why did he throw it, you know? Obviously, something more valuable, and more valuable, something more than this touchstone. I will go back to it. So he went back to it and he said, Hari Baba, you have something more valuable than this touchstone. Please give it to me now, otherwise I will kill you. And Sanatana Goswami said, yes. I have something more valuable. Do you want it? Yes, I want it. And you just sit down, chant Hare Krishna. So, like this, he showed the thief that there is something more important, or higher than this mystic yoga and all these material things. So, like this, Ashtanga yoga is also no use. But in Ashtanga yoga, it is used. It is yoga, yogena, doesn't it? It is used which Krishna is linked to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your endeavor is successful. If it is not, the endeavor is not successful. That is why you must be very careful whether you want to do this or not. It is not easy to sit still in one place for a long time. Because our mind wanders. Even now, we are sitting down here, our mind is wandering. When will Prabhu stop? When will I take prasadam? When can I go home? What is my son doing? What is my daughter doing? Where is she? What is it? Tomorrow is there, what can I do? And our mind cannot be controlled. It's so difficult. And we must think, can we control the mind by Ashtanga Yoga process? If you can, then you try. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was much more merciful. He knew in this age, day and age, Kali Yuga, it's not possible. It is definitely not possible. All those people who are practicing are bogus. Similarly, Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga means analytical study of the material world. Slowly, slowly, slowly you have to understand what is the different things in this material world. Because we are just, we are asking, you know, we are the scientists, what is this material world? What is happening? Why am I here? Well, what are the different materials in this world? So Sankhya Yoga allows you to study this. Sankhya philosophy is a lot of philosophy is called the devotee. You know, not the false Kapilana. It's a lot of Kapilana especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the analysis of the 24 elements, five sense organs, five sense acquiring organs, five gross elements, five subtle elements, and four elements like the mind, the form, ego, intelligence, and chitta. That is, that's 24. Plus time, 24. Plus the soul, 24. Plus the total, 24. Like but you must come to that conclusion that the 25th element is the soul. Right? If you don't come to that conclusion, then you stop. If you stop there, then you will only think this is a material, there's nothing more. So we have to be careful. Do we come out of Sankhya Yoga and Sankhya philosophy to understand that all this material world is happening with the influence of time, and that I am out of, actually not in this material world. I am just like air, like a lotus flower. In the water, but not touched by the water. I am in this body, but I am not touched by the body. This is something we must understand. Because this soul is marginal potency of the Lord. Tatashta. Tatashta means marginal. Neither here, neither here. He can be easily influenced by the material energy, can be easily influenced by the spiritual energy. Therefore, this soul, when it comes into this material world, is influenced by this element. By the three gunas. Of course, these three, Ashtanga Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, Karma Yoga, they are useful because they are sattvic. They are in a mode of goodness. They can help you. But knowing the Lord, it doesn't help you to know the Lord. You can come to the knowledge of it, but you cannot have relationship with the Lord. Because the Lord Paramatma is not subjected to the gunas. He is a person. So the only way of knowing the Lord is by Bhakti Yoga. Devotional service is the only process by which we can understand and have a relationship with the Lord. All the others can come to the knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Yes, there is the Lord. What do you do when you know who is the Lord? You must have activities with the Lord. We cannot stop activities. The Sankara philosophy, Shankaracharya, monism, they are saying that once you know that you are not a body, then you get merged into the Brahman. But yes, you can merge, but after some time, because you make activity, you become agitated. That's why those people who are sannyasis in that Shankaracharya parampara, after some time, they come down to the lower platform and say, okay, let me open hospitals. Let me have charitable organizations. They will open big hospitals, big charitable organizations. After doing that, then you feel not satisfied. Then you say, let me do something else. Let me do this. Let me do that. After that time, they fall down further. We can see this happening many times. Many people are in India, you don't have to ask, you know. Every corner you get, there's one fellow who's the son, there's one fellow who's the God. Every corner. One fellow who says, I'm God himself, one fellow who says, I'm married to God. One fellow who says, I can give you God. One fellow says, you have sex with me, I will give you God. This is happening. And people are foolish to think, yes, he's right. Let me give all my wealth to him, he will let me have something nice. Foolish thing. This is happening. Because they want to satisfy their senses. They want to satisfy the senses. That is the problem with people. You cannot satisfy senses no matter what. It's like putting ghee to fire. What will happen? The fire will not bigger. It won't more. But if you satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, the automatic issue becomes satisfied. That Prabhupada gives very nice examples from based on Veda. One is, if you are hungry and you feel weak, you give the food to the weakest part of your body? No. You give to the stomach. When you give to the stomach, then the energy is distributed to all the weak parts. It's like a tree. You want the tree to grow. Do you water the seed or do you water the leaves or the branches or the roots? Just water the roots. If you have learned science, you understand. If you have water in the root will absorb the water and transmit the water to the leaves and the branches. We did an experiment when we were young. I remember, we put a seed in the water, let it grow. We put red ink in the water, then we see the red ink going up into the branches, into the leaves. Isn't it? So, this is a science experiment. We are seeing. So, we understand the roots. If you feed the roots, everything else is satisfied. So, the roots of all this material creation and the Shiva is Krishna. He is the Paramatma. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you feed him, everybody in this universe is satisfied, including ourselves. We are part and parcel, we are in marginal energy. We have come here. We are trying to enjoy this material world. But it's not possible. It's not possible. But Krishna is kind. He is so kind, he comes with us as a Paramatma. Just imagine. Just to take us back to Godhead, back to His kingdom, Krishna follows us. Not only that, He sends all the Vaishnava Acharyas to teach us to go back. And He gives the Vedic knowledge, Veda, let us go back. How kind is Krishna to come? Do we know His desires? We are not realizing that. So therefore we have to start cultivating knowledge. So when you have knowledge, you can have detachment. Detachment from the material world. Krishna comes with us. Can you imagine Krishna, you are thinking of Krishna now only in this body. Can you imagine Krishna is so kind that he follows you when you are a worm or so? Or an insect. Just think for a while, how kind is he? Will we go into the schoolhouse if one of our relatives or sons or daughters are working inside there or something is happening in there? Will we follow them and help them out? This is such a dirty place. But Krishna is so kind. Even though this is the dirtiest thing that we can happen to do and all that, he fills us. Why? He wants us to do that. To work it. That kind, that much compassion he has. That much kindness he has. And we don't reciprocate his kindness. So we have to take that initiative to move forward. Because when we turn around and look at him and ask for his faultless mercy, he will definitely give it to us. So we have to ask, we have to turn around and say, Krishna, please, shower me with your faultless mercy. We have to ask, you don't ask. How is he going to help you? He can't help you. We have to be careful on our path though, Bhakti Yoga. So first of all, Shravana. Secondly, Kirtan. Thirdly, Vishnu Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam means remembering Krishna, Vishnu. Remembering his pastimes. Remembering his activities, his qualities, his form, his paraphernalia, his devotees. All this means Vishnu Smaranam. Not that only, you know, I only remember Krishna. I don't remember all the devotees. Because the Kanishka devotee, the Kanishka means the neophyte devotee. He will only say, okay, he has no taste, no room for chanting the holy name. The Kanishka devotee will say, okay, I'll chant today, tomorrow I'll chant, you know, I'll chant 1 round, 2 round, 3 round, or I'll watch something and chant, or if I watch something and chant, the chanting is faster. Watch TV and chant, the chanting is faster. You know, this Kanishka is like, it's Kanishka platform. And he doesn't care about anybody else. Everybody else is a fool. For him, I am only the best. I know Krishna. I heard of Krishna, therefore I am the best. Krishna knows me. He's a foolish. And he has a madhima. But definitely he likes to chant. He has found his taste. And he goes about doing a lot of service for Krishna. And the Uttamadhikari comes into the midst, we are attacked. And we spontaneously want to chant the holy name. That is the effect of the Uttamadhikari. So we see, so that is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur said we should identify devotees and help them. Why? It is that if you are a Madhyama on the platform, you see some Kanishka devotees, in them, you have to see them, help them. And this is someone higher than you, offer respect for you. Try to do favor for them. That is all included in the Vishnu Smarana. If it is on the same platform, if you think that you understand them, try to help each other to become Krishna conscious. To discuss Krishna Katha. That is important. We have to. This assembly now is for us to discuss. Rather than talking and you are listening to one, you are listening to Smaran, you know. discussion, this is happening, forget the discussion. This all should go on in our mind. What, how can I improve my devotional service? How? How can I do that? We always must, somehow or other, when we meet devotees, discuss something about Krishna. Some maybe you don't know anything to discuss, maybe you say, okay, Prabhu, I will tell. Let's discuss. Prabhu, I mean, let's chant. If you don't even have anything, just open up your Bhagavad Gita and chant together. Why? Because our mind is not, it's like a wind, you know, it's very difficult to catch. The only way is by engaging it in something. Remembering. Hearing, chanting, like this. We have to do all these things. That's what Prabhupada Maharaj said. Don't waste your time. Chant. Then it is Father Seva. Doing Father Seva. That means the lotus feet of the Lord. Offering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Archana. Archana means worship. To the Lord. Worship. Worship with 16 types of paraphernalia. If you have done daily worship, you know the 16 types. You know, you have to do that. Then, Vandana, offering prayers. Dasa, becoming the servant. Satyam, considering the Lord to be the best friend. Actually, you don't have to consider that God is your best friend. There is no doubt about that. We are the ones having problems accepting Him as our best friend. The problem with us is we don't know the Lord. See, you don't know the Lord, you cannot become a friend, right? This is very simple logic. How can you become friends with someone you don't know? Not possible. What can you do? Know the person. How do you know the person? Read the Bhagavad Gita. Read the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Get to know people who know the Lord. That is why we need association. Association doesn't mean just going away, no. Association means knowing the law through these servants. Those people who already know the law, those servants you must know, and you must cultivate friendship with them. Then they can bring you and say, introduce you to Krishna. And say, Krishna, this is my friend. Please accept him as your friend also. That is what Vaishnavas do. That is what Guru does. You are qualified, you know. But the Guru will say, Krishna, you don't mind just taking this person, I will accept him as my disciple. Krishna will say, okay. Since you say it, I will take it. If not, you cannot approach Krishna directly and say, Krishna, you must take me as your friend. No, it's not possible. You know, you cannot go and see the Prime Minister just like that, you know. Prime Minister and Secretary. If you know the Secretary, yes, Secretary will say, Prime Minister, this person I know, nice person, maybe he can become MP. Right? So like that. You need to know someone who knows Krishna. That is what known as becoming friends of Krishna. That is what meaning you must know Krishna. You cannot say I don't know Krishna. You must know Krishna. You must know by reading and by associating and hearing and remembering the quality. Then slowly, slowly you can give up the sinful activities. You know, it's not possible to go to Krishna with a lot of sinful baggage, you know. They let try carry one big haversack full of stones, 2 feet luggage, let and run. And the person, another person without any baggage, he gets sport shoes, sports shorts, you know, running 100 meters, who will be? The person without baggage. The person without any sinful contamination will come to Krishna. Those persons with full of sinful contamination have to stay back in this material world. Cannot. Krishna can be in front of you, and you will be running past the box. If you don't. In a Kala Yadana, so running after Krishna. Krishna was walking. This guy was running. Krishna was walking faster and faster. It's not very fast walking, but this guy was running and trying to catch up with Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, he says, why this fellow was a lecha, locust and a surukra, eating meat, not following the four regulated principles. And he was running after Krishna. Can you, you think he can catch? No. Krishna can only be caught by devotees without any sinful activity. That is Krishna. Krishna is pure. It's a supreme pure. And you are not so pure. You are small, but you can become pure, then you can go to the supreme pure. Otherwise, it's not possible. That is what Krishna, Prahlada Maharaj is saying. Surrendering everything unto him, Atma Nivedana. Everything, huh? You cannot say, I want to hold back Krishna, my family members, my wealth, my health. No, you cannot. You cannot say that. Surrender everything to him. Just like a child, you surrender to the father and mother because he will do so many things. Why? He knows father and mother will protect him. So we, as devotees, we have to do seva for Krishna, surrendering all results to him, and he will protect us. It doesn't matter that, oh, if I do this, the police will catch me. I cannot preach to Krishna. But you should not be afraid. Everything is Krishna's mercy. He allows you to preach to someone, and you go, you are so fortunate. If he not, he can't do that. He cannot be afraid. Whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, he should not be afraid. We should do it because it's for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma Nivedana, give up all these things, you know. Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mam Ekam Saranam. Okay? Give up all Sarva Dharmam, you know, all kinds of dharma. Give up. You have to give up, you don't give up how to go. Too much baggage. Right? Again, it's a baggage. You know? You have to, Atma image, you have to give up. Otherwise, it's not possible to go back to Godhead. We shall maybe give a couple of stories to amalgamate this into our mind. So that it stays in our mind. We shall talk about Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was a great king. Very nice, very great king, you know, so growing in the whole world. We take a lot of soldiers every time to go and visit to different, different parts of the world. One day he came to Vasishtha Muni's hermitage. Vasishtha Muni, of course, as a Brahmin, Brahmana, invited the king, gave him a seat, and they discussed. And with a little bit of talk here and there. Then Vishwamitra was very happy with Vasishtha Muni. Very nice. Okay, I'm taking it. He wants to go. But Vasishtha Muni says, no, he came to my hermitage. Mati samping, bagi samping, mati samping. Misal kereta destinasi yang hari boleh, hari ini nak ke mana ni? Nampak dua hari lagi boleh boleh hari ini dah boleh. Pasti dia tu, mungkin mana hari hari naik so, kami take leave, hari go. Misal kereta no, kalau kita minta no, insisted that he stay and take misal kereta and take some pressure. Finally, misal kereta okay. To please you, I will pay to take some. So when he stayed there, Vashishtha Muni called for his celestial cow, Sabala. He called Sabala, Sabala, my dear Sabala, there are so many people, there are thousands of soldiers, 100 tons of the King Vishwamitra, and King Vishwamitra himself. Please, you bring forth such a nice feast. Immediately from the body of Sabala the cow, celestial cow, so many nice, beautiful, fantastic food substances came out. In gold plates, silver plates, nice goblets, full of wine, full of juice, so many things came out. Everything was there. Everybody was so nice, happy that they ate to their heart's content. They ate and they were so completely satisfied. So after eating, they had to go, right? So when the king stood up to go and he Vishwamitra to Vashishtha, okay, I want a cow. Since it's really so nice, I want a cow. But Vashishtha said, no. Sabala is like, you know, my own soul. She is helping me so much with my yajna, the five sacrifices, so many things I'm doing. And Vashishtha Muni is doing all this for the benefit and the welfare of the whole world. So he needed someone to help him. And Sabala was helping the dog, giving everything. He wrote so many things for five sacrifices she gave. So, Vashishtha said, no, I cannot let my cow go. Vishwamitra said, no, I'm the king, you are my subject, you give it to me. So, as a Brahmana, he says, yes, what can I do, you know, I can't stop you, he says, okay. But Sabala was crying, cow was crying, he said, no, I don't want to go. Master, why you let me go? Then Vashishtha said, I can't stop, he's the king, I'm letting him, I'm only a Brahmin. What can I do as a Brahmin? And Sabala said, I understand your mood, your Brahmana. But you just do one thing. You just order me to stay here. Then I will take care of the rest. And Vashishtha Muni said, okay, you don't go, you stay here. And Sabala from her body, millions of soldiers came out. And they came out to defeat this king. And all his soldiers. His sons, you know, the 100 sons who came to fight Vashishtha. Vashishtha just had one word in his mouth, one mantra. 99 of his sons died, only one left. Even when he killed, he was observant that he had, the king had to have a son to carry on the dynasty. So when Vashishtha, Vishwamitra saw that, he was so upset, and then finally he realized, I can't beat him with my material army, you know. I need to go and meditate and get celestial demigods army and the weapon. So then into the forest, he meditated very long on Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva came. What do you want? Oh, Lord Shiva, you please give me all the celestial weapons, including your weapons. Everything that you have, and teach me how to use it also. Vashishtha said, okay, so we got it. So, our friend, Vishwamitra, armed with all these things, came to Vashishtha Muni, said, give me the cow. He said, no, I'm not giving you the cow. Then he let go of all his weapons, election weapons. He started to destroy the enemy base. Very bad. Vasistha Muni came out and he said, "Oh, this is no good." Then he said, "So you're trying to be showing me, show off your power?" He stood in front and took his staff, then the wooden staff, pointed at Vasistha, and all his weapons went into the staff. Nothing happened. Vasistha was shocked. See, what happened? The initial weapons are nothing against the Brahmana. So, he said, okay, I cannot beat this Brahmana with celestial weapons also. What can I do? He said, I'll go back into the forest and meditate and try to become a Brahmana. Yes. By becoming a Brahmana, I can defeat this person. Then he went into the forest to meditate. Any thousand, 1,000 years is meditating. So when you are meditating like that, this there was this king, this is a man 1,000 years past, you know. So in Ayodhya, there was a king called Trishanku. At that time, Vasistha has already become the guru for this king. So this king is very friendly. Trishanku asked his guru, "Guru, in this very body, I want to go to heaven. And I want to live in heaven." Guru said, "You are a fool. You can't do that. You have to practice devotional service, then you can go. Or at least Nishkama Karma Yoga, then you can go. Or Karma Yoga, at least something, five activities you must do, people can go. Not just you like and you go. No. You do sacrifice, Guru, I can do." But if somebody says, "No, I don't want to help you on this nonsense, you know. So get out of here." So Trishanku, smart fellow, right? He's thought he's smart. Wants to do politics. So he went to Vishwamitra, who was practicing yoga for 50,000 years. And he knew that Vishwamitra had power to him, no? So he went and he told him, "Vishwamitra, you please help me to go to heaven." Vishwamitra said, "Why? I can't help you." "No, no, no, no. I asked Vasistha, he don't want to help me." Then Vishwamitra got angry, no? "Yes, right. Yes, Vasistha don't help you? I will help you." Okay, then he did a right sacrifice. And he used all his power to this. Now, Trishanku rise to heaven. And Trishanku started to rise, you know, go up to heaven. Halfway is going, Indra's over there. What is this one coming up to heaven? I can't stop. No, 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 he cannot come to heaven. He's not qualified to come to heaven. And Indra using his power to stop. Go back. And Trishanku went down, come back to earth. Vishwamitra saw that, he said, "Stop!" And he stopped in the middle. That's enough. Indra came down to Vishwamitra and said, "Vishwamitra, please, this guy is not qualified, you know. Why are you not allowing him to go? He's totally unqualified to come into the heavenly planet." Vishwamitra thought about it and said, "Yes, he's not qualified, but I've already given him my word. I've already created this." So Vishwamitra created a new galaxy mansion, you know, like the heavenly planet. And he asked Trishanku to live in that place. And Indra allowed that. This was the fact. He's living the thousand portion, not the knowledge. So he's got his own planetary system there. So after doing this, Vishwamitra lost all his powers because he used it all on his Trishanku. He practiced, you know, he practiced Ashtanga Yoga. You know. He got a lot of power, but he used it now. So he used it as a foolish man. That's why he said, "Remember, Ashtanga Yoga." So now, he still hasn't given up his desire to become a Brahmin. Right? So he went back to the forest, says, "Okay, I've diminished my aesthetic powers, you know, missing yogic powers. I will now continue doing it. Is Ashtanga Yoga. So this time he only ate leaves. Right? So you are practicing severe mystic yoga. The king of heaven, Indra, was scared. Now he, Vishwamitra himself, he came up and did over. So he sent Apsara called Menaka. So Menaka came down, danced before him, and Vishwamitra saw that this is a beautiful girl, Menaka. But it seems you are a celestial being, if I have enjoyed with you, I will incur no sin. So he did have relationship with Menaka for 300 years. And from this joint, conjoined age, they produced Nagotala, the daughter. After the child was born, then he realized, oh, I'm supposed to do this ascension yoga to get power to become a Brahmin. So then he got upset, you know. So then he told Menaka to get out from here, you know, to go away. See, as he was practicing Ashtanga, now he fell down because of lust. You see, lust also will bring you down. So then he said, okay, let me go and practice again. Ashtanga Yoga. Again he wants to go and practice. To practice again, this time he was, you know, doing very severe. But then Indra sent another Apsara, Ramba. Ramba ran in front of him. This time Vishwamitra got angry and cursed her, said, you become a stone until the Lord releases him. So she became a stone. But he reduced his pious activities already, you know, his mystic yoga, because he cursed her. Right? So because he did that out of anger. Now, first he was pride, secondly he was lust, now he is anger. All this is not controlled. If you don't control this, you cannot perform Ashtanga Yoga, you cannot perform any other thing, you cannot even become a devotee. If you become a devotee, then you can control all this. You cannot become a devotee if you have this in you. Very difficult. That's why it's stated you must start practicing. Doing seva. Small, small seva you start doing, then you, all these things will go away. By this you start modify. Like Hanuman, you know, the anger, you modify it to serve Krishna or Lord Ram. Like this, you can modify it, but we have to be expert. So now, so it's just Ramba, right? So I said, he was the less power in him. So this is how this came out. So he went back to the forest. This time, he didn't eat anything. He just lived, survived on air. So when he did that, Lord Indra and everybody else went and said, okay. So Brahma says, no, this time we cannot stop him. He is doing so many very strong yogic practice. What to do? To please go and talk to him. So Lord Brahma came together with Vashishtha and said, you please stop him. He said, no, I can't stop. I don't want to be a Brahma. And Brahma said, yes, you are a Brahma. You have control over your senses. You are a Brahma. Then Vashishtha also said, you please give up this thing. I accept you as a friend. And they became friends. And they went and he stopped all that. So the point of this story is not easy. This practice of Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, meditation, all this is not easy unless you know who, to whom you are going to do this, for whom, to please whom. If you don't know this, then it's not possible. Otherwise, you do karma pranga activities, you will fall down. No matter how much karma and the activities you do for the benefit of the living entities in this material world, it is not going to help you. Yeah? And this King Mirza, he is the son of Ishvaku. He is a great king. He performed so many charitable activities. He gave all the brahmanas so many cows, so many wells, so many houses, so many wives. He is a brahmana or married, not married, is in a void. And he dug well. He built roads. He gave food to people. He did so many things. He did that. One day, what happened? He had given cow to one brahmana. Thousands of cows to one brahmana. But one of the cows from that brahmana came back to the king's herd of cows. So the king, not knowing, gave that cow that came back from the other brahmana together with another few thousand cows to another brahmana. So this brahmana, the first brahmana, went and told the king, how can you cheat him? You took the cow that you gave me, you took it back and you gave it to the other brahmana. The king said, no, I didn't mean it. It is an accident. How do I know? I'm in the palace. I didn't know this thing happened. Never mind. I'll give you 100,000 cows to you and to the other person. Please forget this incident. Forgive me. The brahmana said, no, you have done wrong. You have done wrong. And he went away very angry. When King Mirza died, he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj said, you have done many pious activities. And you have also done impious activities. If you accept the pious activities, the merits, I can't say how long you will enjoy this. Because Yamaraj is giving him a hint, you know, except this, all this pious activity, merits for the pious. But King Mirza, his buddhi was not there. He said, no, let me clear the impious activity, the karma. Let me clear that first, then I can go and enjoy more. It is foolish. Polish person would only say that. Polish person won't want to enjoy. You know, you've got a chance to enjoy. Enjoy it for I suffer for this. So, because he did a wrong, just one mistake, gave the cow away to the wrong person, he was born as a lizard. Just imagine, a person doing so many pious activities, so her son is a lizard. And this lizard was born in the earth planet in the west. And he stayed there for many thousands of years. Can you imagine just one small mistake? Krishna says later that if you do a mistake in a Paramahansa activity to a Brahmana, 10 generations of your family before and after will suffer. Just imagine. So this King Mirza was born as a lizard, so living in the well. When Krishna came later, many 2 years later, he was living in Dwarka, and then he came to the well. They saw Krishna helping him with his left hand, pulled out the lizard. Immediately the lizard became a demigod. And Krishna knew, Krishna looked what happened. Krishna asked, what are you doing here? And King Mirza explained that because he did something, some small mistake, he was born like that. But by the touch of Krishna, he became a demigod. Because that is the highest activity that Krishna is giving him now. And he went back to the heavenly kingdom to enjoy. But the import is forget about doing good deeds. I'm not saying that we don't do good deeds. I'm just saying that don't think by doing good deeds you can go back to Godhead. No, it's not possible. The only way of going back to Godhead is by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, serving the devotees. reading this Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, following the four regulating principles. Follow the regulating principles. Don't break it. Don't. See, even giving prasadam, you must put it along with Krishna and then eat. Why? If you eat any other food, okay, you say, oh, this is vegetarian food. But vegetarian food has karma. And if you take vegetarian food to the other food, you are not practicing Krishna consciousness. Terrible for them, because they are giving you their karma and you have to take it. For them, they are reduced. You have taken their food. That's why a Brahmana, even the smart Brahmana, those who are not Vaishnava, those who are Brahmana, smart Brahmana don't even meet in another Brahmana's house. They don't want to take that other Brahmana's karma, whether it be good or bad. And see, that is the problem. The Vaishnavas may meet in any Vaishnava's house. Because you know, he has been offered to Krishna. So then, we have to be very clear. Do we want to go back to Godhead or do we want to stay here and enjoy and suffer and keep on living in this material world forever and ever and ever? Or do we want to go back to Krishna and stay with Krishna forever and ever and ever? What do you want? That I leave it to you. With that, I'll stop here and ask if there are any questions. Or any comment, if I say something wrong, how